This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Voting has commenced in three districts of the Chenab Valley, that is Doda, Kishtwar and Ramban, having over 7.14 lakh eligible voters to decide the fate of 64 candidates in the first phase of assembly elections being held after a decade. Besides the Chenab Valley, the first phase of assembly elections also covers four districts of South Kashmir, including Anantnag, Pulwama, Kulgam and Shopian, which have 16 assembly constituencies. Meanwhile, 24 polling stations, 19 in Jammu, 1 in Udhampur and 4 in Delhi, have been set up to facilitate more than 35,000 Kashmiri pundits to exercise their franchise in the first phase. The voting is scheduled to end at 6 p.m. Now we go live to our Jammu correspondent Gulshan Rena for the latest update on the polling. Gulshan, what has been the polling like so far?
As far as the polling on 24 assembly constituencies is concerned, a voter turnout of 11.11% has been recorded in the first 2 hours of the polling. If we talk about the Kashmir division, 13% polling has been recorded in Shopian Assembly constituency, which is the highest voter turnout during the first 2 hours. In Jammu division, 8 assembly constituencies are going to poll today in Kishtwar, Doda and Ramban district. The maximum voter turnout was recorded in Indarwal Assembly constituency of Kishtwar district with 16.1% voting, followed by Kishtwar Assembly constituency with 15.2%. If we talk about other constituencies, Padar Nagsaini Assembly constituency of Kishtwar district has recorded 12.62%.
That was our correspondent Gulshan Rena reporting from Jammu. Now we go live to our Srinagar correspondent Sunil Kaul. Sunil, what is the latest you can tell us about the voting taking place there?
Yes, good morning, Matuji. As you know, the electoral process in J&K are held after a gap of 10 years. Consequently, the voters are very much enthusiastic to participate in the process and form the local government. The elections to the phase 1 of the J&K Assembly are being held today in 24 assembly constituencies of the Union Territory. And this electoral process is going on smoothly as per the available reports. Motoji. As per the last previous update having been received by me, it is 11.11% polling percentage having been recorded as per the last report came in. Motoji.
Thank you, Sunil. That was our Srinagar correspondent Sunil Kaul with the latest update. Meanwhile, in Jammu and Kashmir, 34 candidates have withdrawn their nominations as 415 candidates remain in the final fray for 40 assembly constituencies in phase 3 of the assembly elections in the state. Yesterday was the last day of withdrawal of nomination papers for the third and final phase of assembly elections. President Draupadi Murmu will begin a three-state visit to Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Jharkhand from today. In Jaipur today, she'll attend the convocation of the Malviya National Institute of Technology, MNIT, as the chief guest and deliver the convocation address. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will chair the valedictory session of the fourth edition of the RE Invest Meet in Gandhinagar today. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi informed yesterday that various stakeholders, including state governments and private manufacturers, have committed a total investment of 32.45 lakh crore rupees in renewable energy projects in the next 6 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a visit to the United States from the 21st to the 23rd of this month. He will take part in the fourth Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware, on the 21st of September. Following the request by the US to host this year's summit, India has agreed to host the next Quad Summit in 2025. The domestic benchmark equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, declined in early trade today, dragged down by a sell-off in IT stocks and weak global market trends. The BSE Sensex fell 130 points to 82,949, while NSE Nifty declined 38 points to 25,381 in early deals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.